Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Scarfinger, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about Bully. Bully, basically, in a nutshell, is Grand Theft Auto in a smaller environment. And as a whole, I think I had fun with Bully. There were a few things I really didn't like. The availability of travel just kind of sucked. Like, you know, in Grand Theft Auto, you know, if you needed to get somewhere, you can just step out into the street and take a car. Just go wherever you want to. The biggest transportation in this game was a bike, and they weren't that available until you actually got into the city parts. And even when you did earn a bike by playing through the game, you only could get access to it in a very kind of weird way. And it's like the places where you had access to the transportation were never really near your safe houses. You always had to travel to get them, and that just kind of sucked. For the most part, I did have fun. It was basically Grand Theft Auto. There's not really very much to say about it, but to me personally, I didn't really like the school parts. I didn't like the fact that I'm forced to go to class and do all this other crazy stuff. And, you know, I didn't really care about that. I wanted to stay out in the town and do the missions and all that kind of stuff. Certain missions only popped up at certain times of day and all that kind of stuff. I mean, some of that, there's a little bit of that in Grand Theft Auto, but not a whole lot. Then the fact that, you know, by being a child, he has some limits on how long he was supposed to stay up and stuff like that. But I don't understand the fact that if I'm out and about and it goes, I think it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. If you stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning, you get too tired or whatever like that. But how do they do it? You just fall out wherever you are, and then you wake up the next morning exactly where you were. Like, what exactly is the point of that? I guess I just didn't get it. I mean, you might as well just let me do whatever the fuck I was trying to do in the first place. They could have just said everything shut down and you just need to go home, period. But just falling out and then waking up the next morning was just kind of weak to me. I had fun. I don't know if I'm going to play it again anytime soon. I don't really do the whole achievement horn thing, so I don't really care about all that. I did have fun, but in the end, I would much rather a real Grand Theft Auto, because it just didn't, I guess Bully just didn't really speak to me very much. It was an okay game, but I don't think it was anything more than just being okay. Yeah, I think it's a good rental. I mean, it lasted a little too long for a normal rental, so probably a GameFly rental. That's how I got it. It came through GameFly, and it was really cheap, so I just went ahead and just paid for it. I don't think I paid very much for it. I think I paid like 10, 15 bucks for it. It doesn't cost very much if you want to get it. It doesn't cost very much. It was a fun game if you like the Grand Theft Auto type games, but you want a different setting. It was a pretty cool setting, but I just didn't really like all of the school stuff. I ditched class all the time. I did very few classes unless I got caught. I didn't really go to class. And I know going to class and doing all that kind of stuff gets you bonuses or whatever, but I just really just didn't care. So all in all, it was an alright game. It was a pretty solid game, but the school stuff really just didn't appeal to me. That's it for me. Holla at your boy on Twitter, Scarfinger. And on Gmail, the.scarfinger@gmail.com. Peace.